Well, you all know how big one-tenth is. And can you imagine that in your mind, like what one-tenth looks like? And how about one-one-hundredth? Can you see that in your mind? And one-one-thousandth? Can you see that in your mind? What about 1/7 billionth? Not so much. Do you know there's over 7 billion people on this planet? That means that you are 1/7 billionth of the population, the human population on this planet. And as 1/7 billionth of the population on this planet, you matter. You are important. You are valuable, and you make a difference. You are an integral part of the whole and an integral part of the life of God. And because we are spiritual beings, we have these very specific needs. And as spiritual beings, one of those needs is to express who we are, to express authentically who we are, to share our gifts and our talents and our own unique personalities in a way that feels satisfying to us. And another one of our needs as spiritual beings is to have a positive impact on humanity and a positive impact on this world, to make a difference. We also have this need to know that we are valuable, that we are important, that who we are at our very core is important. The problem is sometimes we don't really know that we're valuable, and sometimes we don't really think that we're important, because after all, as 1/7 billionth of the population, how significant can we really be? How important could we really be as that minuscule little piece? In Ephesians 1:11-12, it says, "I chose you when I planned creation." Can you take that in? I chose you when I planned creation. I chose you, and you, and you, and you, and you. I chose you. I chose you because what you bring to this world is significant. Because what you bring to this world is valuable, and it's important, and it makes a difference. Who you are makes a difference. Who you are is impactful to this world. And as you express yourself authentically, remember that's one of those needs that we have, as you express yourself from the truth of your own wholeness and from your own spirit, when we share our gifts and our talents and our creativity and our love and our beauty, and we bring that into the world, it makes the world a better place. It makes the whole world a better place. Without you, it would be like a missing piece to the puzzle. You know, and if you imagine a puzzle in your mind and it's missing a piece, even if it's missing one piece of the sky out of 100 other pieces of the sky, there's still a big hole in it. It's still incomplete. And without you and your own expression in this world, the picture is incomplete. It leaves a hole in it. The problem is that sometimes we don't really share our gifts and our talents. We don't bring that gift to the world. We don't know that we're important or valuable because we get so overwhelmed with the stuff that's going on in the world that that takes our attention. We get so overwhelmed with the negativity that's going on in the world, and more pointedly, really, the negativity that the media portrays to us all of the time, that we start feeling hopeless. And we start feeling helpless, like that we could even possibly have any significance or make a difference in this world. I was reading a book this week that I really like by Christine Northrup, who is a medical doctor. It's called Making Life Easy: How the Divine Inside Can Heal Your Body and Your Life. And she says this on that subject: "I, for one, am rarely able to maintain my usually optimistic, cheery mood after I've watched the evening news." So I don't watch it. Why? This is it. Because no human being has nervous, endocrine, and immune systems that were designed to process the negative news from all over the planet that's being piped into our living room on a daily basis. Did you hear that? We aren't designed to be able to withstand all of that. She says, frankly, most of us have enough going on, enough on our plates with the frustration from our own jobs, neighborhoods, and families, let alone the entire planet. The reason why it's so important to avoid negativity is because it disconnects you from your power to make a positive change in the world and in your life. It does just the opposite. It deadens us and renders us powerless. How can we possibly make a difference in the face of so much pain and destruction? It's paralyzing to stay in this low vibration state. So you must do whatever it takes to raise your vibration to a higher level characterized by optimism, hope, and joy. That pure positive energy is what uplifts and heals the planet. One of the ways that you uplift and heal this planet is by remembering that you are significant. By remembering that what you bring to this world is valuable and that it is important and that it makes a difference. The title of my talk today is You Matter. And I'm talking about that when we know that we are valuable and important and significant to the universe, to life itself, to God, that knowledge motivates us then to live with high intention and to live with purpose and to live with a focus. It inspires us to be a positive and loving and creative force for good as we go about our daily lives and as we do the things that are right before us. And so that means then that we recognize that we make a difference, as we know that we are valuable and important, as we use our natural gifts and our talents in a way that just come naturally to us, that are our natural inclinations, we bring good to the whole. And so I like to go to El Dorado Park, and we kind of do that a lot. And this time of year, there are lots of ducklings and goslings. And so there's lots of Canadian geese that are staying around here, and they have babies. And so while we were at the park one day recently, and there must have been, I'd say, at least 5 or 6 families of Canadian geese. And so some of them had 2 goslings, and some had 3, and some had 4. One had 7 goslings. You know what? That group of 7 goslings had a mom and a dad and a protector goose that wasn't even a Canadian goose. It was a different kind of goose. And it hissed at us when we came up too close. And when they got up to move, it went and moved with them. And it's not the first time I've seen that. I've seen mallards have a protector duck with them. I've seen other ones. That duck was doing what its natural gift and talent and inclination was, to protect those babies and making a significant difference just by doing that. Isn't that amazing? And so I read a story this week that I'd like to share with you. And it says, while Spider-Man was off duty, a real-life superhero swung into action to comfort Leonor Koppelman's son. She and her husband Steve took Ralph, 9, to Universal's Islands of Adventure theme park in Florida on a trip from New York. Ralph patiently cycled through the other rides all day, but all he really wanted to do was get to the amazing adventures of Spider-Man. With that attraction positioned near the exit of the park, he'd have to wait. Finally, it was time for the ride. Ralph bubbled over with excitement, but with the ride's vehicles right in sight, the Spider-Man ride broke down. Ralph, who had autism, quote, lost it. We could see the meltdown coming like an oncoming train, and yet we couldn't dodge to get out of the way. Ralph lay sprawled on the floor of the ride exit, screaming and crying so hard he could barely breathe. People had to step around him. Ralph's mom said such fits are rare, but the one at the park was epic. His parents tried to peel him off the ground as strangers stared at the distraught child. That's when Spider-Man ride employee Jen Welchel laid down next to him. She let him cry and helped him breathe and diverted foot traffic. She told Ralph it was okay to be sad. The two lay there until the boy felt better. When they got up, Ralph picked out Spidey trinkets from the gift shop, courtesy of Jen. Ralph smiled and thanked her, and Mom hugged her long and hard. Jen said, "I noticed his level of upset was far more than a regular level of upset." That's what she told the Washington Post. "He was really, really, really hurt. It was getting worse by the second." And the kindness didn't end with Jen. Ralph's mom acknowledged the two employees from a park restaurant who found her son a pencil to doodle with when they only had pens. A woman let Ralph ride the Dr. Seuss-themed carousel twice in a row. And the locker attendant near the Revenge of the Mummy roller coaster who led the family through the ride's, quote, back way to skip the stairs. Mom said, "He is our top priority because we love him more than anything and anyone. But you all just met him today. And yet, you behaved as if you were his family." They did, each person, something easy, something that was just at their fingertips, something that was available. They didn't have to go far out of their way. And so those things that we do that make the world a better place are often just those little things. The kindnesses that we share and the care that we give people, the love that we share with other people, how we reach out, how we volunteer, how we are with our neighbors, how we are with the strangers on the street. All of those things are the things that make a difference. Rumi says, I love this quote of Rumi. He said, "What you are seeking is seeking you." And so one of the things that that means is the thing that we desire to have or to experience in our lives is seeking us. That means the love that you are desiring to have in your life, that love of the universe is seeking you to be a conduit for it so it can come into greater expression in your life and out of you into life itself. It means the abundance that you are desiring to experience in your life is the creative force of this universe and the joy of this universe seeking expression through you, which happens by you sharing your own creativity and your own gifts and talents so that you give way to that so that it can come into the world in a greater way. Your desire for a healthy planet, for a clean environment, is calling you to be a conduit to make that happen. That's why it's important to you. It's calling your name. It's the universe, it's life calling your name to bring that forward in your way. And so you seeking, yearning for, desiring, wanting to see equality on this planet is calling you to assist in bringing that forward in your way, whether that means supporting UNICEF or the ACLU or treating every single person that you see with respect and dignity, or whether it means standing up on behalf of someone else who is being treated unfairly, or all of those things, it's calling you to do that. So what are you seeking in this world? What are you desiring to see in this world? Is it racial equality or gender equality or a healthy planet or reproductive rights or education for all? What you are seeking is seeking you. It's calling you to assist in bringing that forward. It's your own spirit calling your name. Sometimes we forget that actually every single thing is a part of our spiritual path. Everything that shows up in our lives is a part of our spiritual path. Everything that feels joyful and satisfying to us is part of that spiritual path that feeds our spirit. Everything that is expansive and fills us up and makes us more is a part of that spiritual path. Everything that makes us feel blessed and grateful to be alive. And every single thing that brings us angst, it's all a part of our spiritual path. And those things that bring us angst, whether they're things of this world or the things that are just in our own individual lives, are never, ever a punishment. Never. It's never because you've done something wrong, you're not doing it right, you're not good enough. It's none of that. It's always an invitation. It's an invitation for expansion. It's an invitation for awakening to know something more and something greater. It's an invitation to bring something greater into this world. We did visioning yesterday, and one of the little conversations we had, and it was Ray was talking about the phrase coming from a lower consciousness or a higher consciousness. And he's like, there's no such thing as lower and higher. What it really is it's like this V. There's a point at the bottom. I'm coming from this perspective. This is all I can see is the problem. But as we rise in consciousness, what we're really doing is expanding in consciousness so we have a broader picture, so we have a broader idea and understanding of what's going on. Everything's calling us to that expanded consciousness. And so everything is an invitation for you to shine your light in the dark, for you to love and to care, for you to share and to uplift, for you to stand in your own wholeness and stand in your own power and to make choices and decisions and actions from there, because that's what heals your own life and that's what heals this planet. It's an invitation to stand in oneness, oneness with this family of humanity and oneness with that infinite love intelligence of the universe, to stand in that. In the book 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker, one of the two of them says, I don't know which, God speaks, acts, and loves by means of me. That's what you're here doing. You are the way. You are the light. You are that divine presence here in human form, bringing that into the world. So every hug you give and every kindness you share, every time you give support or encouragement, you bring more light into this world. So know that you are valued and that you are valuable to life, to this universe, to God. Live in that awareness and let that be the thing that motivates you. Remember, I chose you when I planned creation. That's huge. I chose you when I planned creation. And so disconnect from the negativity. It's draining and overwhelming and depleting and disempowering. And instead, see through the eyes of your spirit, through the eyes of your heart, through the eyes of spirit that breathed you into being, that breathed you onto this planet. Be the light and be the love. And as you do that, that then grows in your experience, and that then grows in this world. Then you'll be being a beneficial presence in this world. And then you'll be living with a sense of deep satisfaction, with spiritual satisfaction. Because the truth is, you matter. You matter. And so blessings to all of you on this path of being this beneficial presence as a result of waking up to your own spirit and your infinite and endless and boundless connection with that one presence of love and light and truth and beauty. So blessings to all of you. And so I invite you right now to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to be in this place of recognition, to be in this place of remembering, to be marinating in this truth that yes, indeed, we are here immersed in that infinite presence, that we are here immersed in love and in light and in beauty and in magnificence and in joy and in power, that we are here bathed in that, living at the center of God, the center of God's heart and God's life, and that God is living at the center of us. For the two, the outermost God and the innermost God, are one God. And so today I recognize and know that that presence is pouring itself into our lives in the fullest ways that we could ever imagine, as answers to every one of our questions, as solutions to everything that has been stumping us, as creative ways and ideas, as love and connection and abundance and every good thing that we could imagine. For we are here as representatives of that presence and that power and that love and that life of God. And so I know that as we walk in that presence and with that presence, that we are absolutely walking as that presence in our own individual lives. That we bring the gift of light with us wherever we go. We shine that light into our own lives in the places of darkness, and we shine that light into the world all around us as we bring our spirit forward, as we bring our love and care and compassion and creativity and beauty forward into this thirsty world. How grateful I am to recognize this call within me. How grateful I am that each and every single one of us is awakening to that truth. And so I claim and I know right now that every single one of us is led and we are guided and we are evolving and we are unfolding. For we are each here giving way to that. And it is for that that I am so grateful. And so I recognize that not only is that happening in this room, but that is happening all over the planet. There is an awakening happening in the heart and the soul and the mind of every single person to our interconnection, to the value that each and every single one of us has, to the value of this planet and life itself. And so I know that something wonderful is happening. And that God is having its way today through humanity, through our minds and through our hearts and through our hands. And so I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is unfolding in a most magnificent way. And that it is the truth. And we just lean in to that truth and allow. And so I let this prayer go and I let it be and I say, thank you, God. And so it is.